Geo-tracking, cameras on every corner, and social media surveillance. It's no secret that technology is invading our privacy. But here's the shocking part. It's not just the government spying on you, your neighbors might be helping them too. As a former prosecutor turned the people's lawyer, I'm diving into how the police use your neighbors to spy on your home legally and without a warrant. You'd think your home is your sanctuary, protected by the Fourth Amendment, right? But as the case of Borg versus Town of Westport showed, it doesn't always play out the way we think it should. Imagine finding out that the police were using your neighbor's cameras, their home security's cameras, to conduct 13 weeks of continuous surveillance on your home, all without a warrant. When they noticed police adjusting the cameras of their neighbors to point over to their house, the Borgs kind of got upset about this and they filed a Freedom of Information request. And that's when they learned that the police were using their neighbor's cameras to surveil their home without a warrant and without their consent. Was this an illegal search? And what does this mean for your privacy? Today, we'll break down how cops can legally work with your neighbors to watch your every move, why the courts let this happen, and what you can do to protect yourself. Meet the Borgs, husband and wife psychologists who operated their private practice out of their home in Connecticut. The Borgs were caught up in a very ugly legal battle with their neighbors involving a property easement. After filing their Freedom of Information request, they learned that their neighbors were working with cops to watch their entire house and their whole area in front of their house for 13 continuous weeks in the hopes that they could find some criminal activity taking place and use it against them. All of this, of course, was done without a warrant. So the Borgs brought a lawsuit. The Borgs filed a federal lawsuit against not only the city of Westport, but also the Westport Police Department, claiming it was a violation of the Federal Civil Rights Act. In essence, they were claiming that this was invasive surveillance and the police should have been required to obtain a warrant in order for this to be legal, and it was clearly a violation of the law. This should be simple. The 54 words that make up the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights provide protection for you and I against a government overreach. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, house, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizure shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The police department turned around and filed a motion to dismiss, claiming that it was not a violation of the Fourth Amendment because, number one, the camera was not criminally trespassing onto the home of the Borgs, and number two, they claimed that the actual video surveillance was done in a non-invasive location, being on a second-story window. Specifically, the police argued that they have a right to surveil citizens in a public place or where there is no specific property interest. In fact, they cited the open fields doctrine, first used in a 1924 case known as Hester versus United States. In that case, the Supreme Court held that an airplane could fly over a home and surveil its curtilage, which is the area outside the immediate surrounding area of the home, and the court said that would actually not be considered a search. The police also cited a really old 1942 case known as Goldman versus United States, where the Supreme Court held that taking a dictaphone and holding it up against a wall and hearing a conversation in the other room was also not considered a search. The Borgs responded by arguing two landmark privacy cases, Katz versus United States and United States versus Jones. Katz had been convicted of transmitting betting information by a phone, which was known as a federal offense at the time. But after it was discovered that these telephone conversations were being secretly recorded by an external device, the Supreme Court wanted to take up the issue of whether this violated privacy rights. It was this case where the court famously expanded the understanding of the Fourth Amendment to not only protect places, but also people. In United States versus Jones, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the warrantless attachment of a GPS device to a car violated Fourth Amendment privacy rights because it was electronic, it was prolonged, and it was continuous surveillance. In fact, Justice Sotomayor's specific opinion on this was very important. She said this, quote, "Awareness that the government may be watching chills freedoms. And the government's power to assemble data that reveal private aspects of identity is susceptible to abuse. Being watched can destroy a person's peace of mind, increase her self-consciousness and uneasiness to a debilitating degree, and can inhibit her daily activities. An important dimension of privacy is information control, which does not readily translate into spatial terms." Despite these strong privacy rights cases from the United States Supreme Court, the Borgs lost in district court. So their next best chance to win their Fourth Amendment arguments here would come at the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York. During the hearings on the case, one of the first judges piped up and said that he wasn't even sure that the cops working with your neighbors to surveil you for weeks was even a privacy violation. In fact, he didn't even believe it was a search. The judge started asking the attorneys questions about why the police would need a warrant when the security camera was not trespassing onto the Borg's home and there was a clear line of sight from off the property where someone could actually see into the Borg's home anyway. He went on to say that if a camera wasn't being used, but if a police officer decided to just go over there and camp out on top of the building of the neighbor, they would be able to see the same thing for 13 weeks and that would not be considered a search. Never mind that under Katz and Jones, the United States Supreme Court has ruled that continuous electronic home surveillance is more invasive than a police stakeout sitting outside your front door. Why? Because electronic surveillance can be stored, manipulated, and disseminated to millions of people with one click. This actually shows the problem with courts interpreting other courts' decisions. Judges have a tendency to pick and choose what they like and what they don't want to consider and come up with their opinion. The second judge then interrupted the first judge, arguing that there should be more consideration about a possible Fourth Amendment violation. The verdict, a short two-page opinion ruling in favor of the police, saying that it was not a Fourth Amendment violation for the cops to partner with your neighbors to spy on your home. The courts relied upon the open fields doctrine and made no mention of the violation of the privacy rights of what was seen inside the Borg's home, which are clearly provided for under the Fourth Amendment. Nor was there made any reference whatsoever to the 13 weeks of continuous surveillance, one of the longest on records in federal court. What's worse, the Borgs appealed this case to the United States Supreme Court and it was denied. So the court refused to even address this injustice, so the privacy violation stands. So, how do we protect ourselves from the police using our neighbors to surveil us for 13 weeks without a warrant? There is one surefire way that you can make it clear that you have a clear expectation of privacy for both your home and your yard. The Supreme Court has ruled that if you shield both your driveway and your yard from public view, you have now both subjectively and objectively established a clear expectation of privacy for both your curtilage surrounding your home and your home itself. The problem? Some local municipalities know this, so they come in and say that there are limitations on the type of fencing you can use around your home and yard or how high those fences can be. But if you can create barriers between you and your neighbors and wall yourself off so that both your yard and the inside of your home is not observable from a public vantage point, this will likely require police now to obtain a search warrant before they can ever work with your neighbors to spy on you. The lesson? Big Brother is watching you. With cameras installed everywhere, from stoplights to your neighbor's security cameras, George Orwell's prophetic words are now our daily reality. Look, I don't expect privacy in public, but you have to understand that government surveillance is more than just collecting information you're willing to share. The danger lies when police are collecting and storing information you're not willing to share, like conversations with your spouse in the kitchen or text messages with your family. When the government has the power to observe anyone at any time, we become a society of fearful, repressed citizens, afraid to make a mistake, afraid to be ourselves. In their brilliance, the Founding Fathers knew this. They understood this. which is why they put together the Fourth Amendment Protection Against Unreasonable Searches and Seizures. They never dreamed of digital video surveillance, which is precisely why our founding fathers used purposefully this ambiguous language known as reasonable in order for our society to craft what that means considering the technology that we have in place today. To me, privacy is an essential human right. It is the bedrock of freedom. Without privacy, our creativity, our exploration, our very development as individuals is denied. Supreme Court Justice William Douglas said it best. He said, and I quote, "The right to be left alone is the beginning of all freedom." Speaking of surveillance, did you know that cops have technology that allows them to see through walls to spy on your home? Check out this next video where I explain how to stop cops from seeing through your walls to spy on your home. See you over there.